Now go home and get your fucking shine box.
Motherfucking mutt!
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. Andrew Bedlam on the mic. Here's the Clash. What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. That was The Clash coming off their third album, London Calling, with Brand New Cadillac. Thanks for hanging out with us. We got some guests in the studio tonight, but before we get to the guests, we got to introduce the very beautiful, the very gorgeous, the very lovely Rude Girl Jessica.
Oh, you know it. What's up, Pogo Land? How you guys doing out there? Psyched for tonight. We got a good friend, good guest in the house.
All right. And that good guest is my man, Matt Bastard. Matt, how the fuck you doing?
What's happening?
Good to have you on Pogo City Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us. Now, Matt is a photographer extraordinaire.
He's a great photographer.
He's taken some shots of some bands that we play on here all the time. Some great bands from all over the world, really, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're going to be talking to him about some of that, going to be talking to him about some of the bands from his local scene and pretty much whatever the fuck else Matt wants to talk about.
Whatever. So we need to talk about girls, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, let's talk about girls.
Unfortunately, there's no girls here. Well,
I'm a girl.
except for Jessica.
Wait, I'm a girl? I'm not a girl now?
She's hot, but she's taken.
Yep. Sorry, fellas. And ladies. Well, ladies, I guess you're welcome, so.
Oh. Yes.
I wish I was a lady.
They're welcome, of course.
So with Matt being here, him and Jess doing a lot of the tracks that we're going to play tonight.
Yeah,
so
we're going to
hear
all, pretty much.
We're going to hear a lot of, plus a couple, bands from, like I said, Matt's local scene, I guess you will, just the Jersey scene, some bands.
Yeah, some of my people. I'm from actually all over. So.
Yeah, exactly. All over. He's from all over.
That's right. I
now,
get around.
Did you ever live in Connecticut?
No, I never did.
I don't
what
know.
What is the deal with that? Like, I seriously thought you lived in Connecticut. I'm not
Why do you think I'm from Connecticut?
I don't know. Like, I saw something. Like, you were in Connecticut? I don't even fucking know.
I live in Hackettstown. I grew up in Bud Lake. I'm like.
Didn't you?
Only when you said that.
Oh, shut up. No, he thought the same thing.
I don't know.
I've been in Jersey forever.
There you go.
He's a Jersey.
I'm never
Jersey
leaving.
Boy.
All right.
Hey, wait. I want to hear him say dwarves.
Dwarves?
Andrew says doors for
no,
dwarves.
No, I don't. I say doors.
He's from Jersey.
The
I
dwarves.
Say
doors.
Jersey.
Are we playing the Doors?
We can play the Dwarves. Jim Morrison or Black?
No.
Are we
Black.
Going Jim Morrison
Black.
Or Black? All right. But actually, we're not going to play them right now. Maybe we'll play them later. You guys made this little cue list. Let's get to some LCB and Ultra Violence. All right, that was Lower Class Brats on Pogo City motherfucking radio. So, Matt, all right, why don't you just, we were talking about how this show is just kind of like shot from the hip, and we're just hanging out, talking. So, what do you want to get into first? You want to talk about the photography? You want to talk about some of the bands? What do you want to,
Let's play something.
Wait a minute, aren't you going to see like Stiff Little Fingers next
week? I am going to see Stiff Little Fingers
awesome,
next week.
Man.
And
the,
40th
anniversary tour.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be. I'm going to two shows, I think.
Where's that at?
I'm going to the Wonder Bar in Asbury Park, and then a couple days later, they're playing at the Gramercy in the city. I'm hoping to get to both
of
them.
I would like to see them. I've never gotten to see Stiff Little Fingers.
They're a sick show. Yeah, you know, they're one of the originators. They're old school. You know.
Gotta Get Away. I was like that
one. Oh, Gotta Get Away. It's good. Yeah.
That always got stuck in my head for like a week. Gotta get away, especially in the bridge. That would just be stuck in my head for 4 days.
They do it over and over.
Yeah.
I Don't Like You is one of my favorites.
I mean, yeah, they just got a pretty awesome catalog in general. But I don't know. You were talking about getting to some of the bands. Why don't we talk about the Posers a little bit?
Yeah, the Posers, they are from, they're from PA. I believe they're from Philly area. And I met them last year. And they got a female vocalist.
How did you meet them?
They're really sick. I met them at a Crazy in the Brain show, actually.
Oh, cool.
Oh, we're going to get to Crazy in the Brain.
Also,
too.
I want to play today because they are one of the best things out of Jersey right now. Oh. So you're in for a treat with them, full-time xylophonist.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
That's awesome. You know,
only one I've ever seen like that. but yeah, no, Posers, they're doing good things. You know, there's a lot of good young bands doing good stuff.
Awesome. So here they are now. Now, this is the track Nothing. You guys can find the official music video for this up on YouTube. So go search it out. Give it a play. It looks fucking awesome. Here are the Posers with Nothing on Pogo City Radio.
your wealth, but not your attitude, and therefore you are nothing.
That was The Posers with Nothing on Pogo City.
I like them.
Radio. You guys got to check out that video. Definitely a high quality, awesome video. I'm loving all these fucking like punk rock like videos that look like they could have been on MTV back in the day.
I know,
like, I'm,
I know.
I'm
I
all
love
about this.
Punk rock videos.
Yeah,
yeah.
Videos are funny because it used to be like, I hate videos. It's not
yes,
punk rock.
Exactly.
And now every band has a
exactly.
video.
Exactly. It's like, I don't know. I love being able to go on YouTube and make up my own MTV. Like, plenty of my Saturdays are just me laying in bed fucking playing 420-ish. DJ. 420-ish playing DJ. To some fucking videos. We need to get Blanks to make more videos.
Oh my god, I know.
Blanks.
And I'm like telling Andrew,
it takes a lot of discipline to make a video. I don't know if that's gonna happen.
Yeah, I hear you.
As
that.
I'm all like 420-ish, I'm like telling Andrew, like, and then one song, I'm like, yo, Mike should be doing this right now in the video. You remember?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, he should be acting like this or doing this. And like, it was just like some, you know, like what he's talking about in the song. Like, I could picture in my head what he should be doing.
Oh, you're saying if they were filming a video, the way.
And like, talking, I'm thinking in my head as I'm hearing the song, like, Suburbia or whatever.
Jess is an aspiring filmmaker. She's never going to make a film.
Directing videos for Blanks.
I'd be great at it. I want to be a photographer like you. You're great. I aspire
I'm flattered
to be. I am an artist at heart. I am. So like I used to love to draw and stuff. Like, I would love to be a photographer for fucking punk rock bands and travel all around the world, like, you lucky bastard. That's why your name's Matt Bastard, isn't it?
Well, actually, that name was given to me by Pete Jerger from Broken Heroes.
That was the band you were in, right?
Yes, I roadied for them for about 10 years.
Awesome, dude.
2002 onward, so.
Well, since we were talking about the Blanks, I was teasing everybody last week and telling them that Chad hooked me up with Blanks doing a little cover song. And Chad told me that it never came out. It was for a comp, and it never got released. I saw Mike like 2 days later, and I said that to him. He said, no, that's not true. It was released. So if it was released or not, I don't know.
It's always something
and
one of
I
them
have
say.
To be honest, yeah, it's always Mike
like,
and Chad,
no,
too. They're always on total opposite ends of the spectrum with anything.
Hey, we
like,
love you guys.
Like, honestly, we did that longer interview with Mike. Chad came up to me like, you know, like a week later and said everything he said was a lie. Like, none of that was accurate or right at all. He doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
But Mike didn't know he was lying, so it's not a lie.
All right, so here's the cover now. It's Blanks doing D.D. King and Funky Guy.
All aboard! Get up, that's it, dude, that's fun.
Okay, well, I guess the CD skips a little at the end.
I guess so.
Thanks, Blanks.
And there's the end of the song.
They're not even here in their fucking shit up.
I guess. And that was Blank 77 doing D.D. King's Funky Guy on
Pogo City Radio.
Now, in true punk rock fashion, seems like we had some technical difficulties. That's the first time I have played that track. And it skipped, I guess.
I think that would make you unprofessional.
I know. I don't know. It's not my fault. The first time I played the thing. But I'm going to clean it up and see if I can get a better version of it. But hey, I liked it. It was fun. There you go. Pogo City Radio exclusive. We think, we're not sure. It may or may have not been released.
I've heard it. So.
We'll have to see it on a comp somewhere to settle the
Mike's
debate.
Hot.
Now, well, we've been
Mike's
doing
hot.
A lecture.
Hey. Come on, Mike. You know you want me.
The lovely rude girl, Jessica.
Everybody wants the lovely rude girl.
Now,
Jessica.
We've talked plenty tonight, so let's just keep rocking right along with the songs. Here's Jersey's
yes.
finest, the Oi Scouts with Nuke the Nazis.
Go!
Remember, you guys can catch the Oi Scouts at Take This Bird and Shove It in Philly.
Yes!
All right, that was the Oi Scouts on Pogo City Radio. Like I said, catch them Black Friday in Philly, their first ever Philly show. We're just going to keep moving right along, though. Here's the Rosillo's Flying Saucer Attack.
Flying.
All right, that was the Rosillos on Pogo City Radio. We're going to kick it old school here. 1976 style. Not even 77. This is actually 76. Just like the Ramones' first album. We're going to do some Sex Pistols. My favorite track on the album.
Shit, mine too.
Here's Bodies.
Costume.
All right, that was the Sex Pistols on Pogo City Radio. Now, I saw something on Facebook, and it was funny because it was true, and it's what made me say that came out in 1976. Somebody wrote a post on Facebook and said, did you ever notice how the whole genre of 77 punk, as it's called, all the albums came out in 76, like the Ramones' first one, the Clash, the Sex Pistols, they were all 76. But I guess things really took off in 77.
I guess.
And it sounds cooler. I mean, blank 76. Okay. Okay. That's fucking weird. Jessica's showing me random things. Is that the chick from Rick and Morty? Is that the mom from Rick and Morty? I don't know. People can't see what we're talking about, so they're bored as shit right now. So here's Social Distortion with Story of My Life.
Yeah. so close yet so far, you know, she never seemed to notice that this silly schoolboy crush was just pretend.
All right, that was Social D on Pogo City Radio. Now we're going to get to a Jersey band that I've been hearing tons about.
Yeah, I have too.
You've caught Crazy in the Brains in person, right, Matt?
Yeah, no, they're good friends of mine. I've seen them a bunch of times. I've taken photos of them, and they're doing really good stuff. They're different. They're a punk band. They do songs about, they do fun songs about sex and violence.
Yes.
And they have a full-time xylophonist.
That is awesome, dude.
All right. So we're going to get to some crazy and the brains now. Here's King Kong. That was crazy, and the brains coming straight out of Jersey. Now, like, I like that a lot. Like, I was telling Matt before we started the show, like, you know, like, yeah, I really like Johnny Thunders, blah, 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 blah. And that had a real Thundersy feel to it. And Jessica said, this reminds her of the Buzzcocks. I could totally see that.
With not the xylophone.
Just the tone yeah. And the, yeah, the mix of it all. Yeah, I could see that in there too.
Similar.
But now that also jogged my memory to something else. What I was originally planning for tonight, and I'm not doing tonight because it would take more planning, and we did plenty of planning. You guys did plenty of planning on this show. But it's about fucking time someone else did some goddamn work around here. But I was going to do a...
I don't do anything for you.
At my job, they got XM radio, and they changed the stations to formats, like, constantly.
Right.
And we had 60 stations on, and I was like, oh, shit. Every song I'm hearing on there, I'm like, oh, Thunders covers that. Oh, so-and-so covers that. Oh, Blanks covers that. And I'm like, I'm going to do a 60s cover night. I'm thinking, like... there's plenty of songs. Now I can't think of fucking any of them. But, like, I had, like, 14 on my mind. Like, you know, there's versions of Gloria and Louie Louie and fucking
Louie.
Like that. Like, you know, Black Flag.
Black Flag.
And, you know, too bad, though, but, like, Thunders does, like, 40% of them, probably.
So, well, it could be a Thunders show.
Yeah, we'll just do a Thunders 60s. Fucking parody show. Yeah, I don't even know what Johnny Thunder song I'd have to pick because there's like 12 of them. You know what I mean? He does all of them. Hang On, Sloopy, Gloria. He even does some of the fucking, the Safari songs and stuff like that with no fucking words. Hang 10 and all that shit. I don't even know which one I'd have to pick. Which one would you pick if we had to do a 60s cover Johnny Thunder song.
Oh, I don't even know.
There's 40,000 of them.
Roll the dice.
I know. There's 40,000 of them. 40,000 of them. But I feel like we should be playing Johnny Thunders right now since I did so much talking. You know what? Why don't I play one? I'm going to play. I guess, you know what? We'll make this the Pogo City.
Wild card, bitches!
What's here?
All right. Now, this is from the Copycats album, I believe. And let me see if I could bring it up. Here it is. Here it is. Johnny Thunders, Patty Paladin, coming off the Copycats album. Here's I Was Born to Cry. Johnny Thunders, Wild Card on Pogo
Vodka.
City Radio.
Vodka.
Jessica getting a little drunk, it seems.
Bit. I'm sorry.
No, wait, again.
None of that. None of that.
Are you going to fall down?
Probably.
Maybe. Probably. Most likely.
Probably. Fall down and curse me out. That sounds about.
Yeah, and choke him up a little bit.
All right. We're going to get to a song Jessica wants to hear. Here's Hillbilly Moon Explosion featuring Sparky from Demented Argo.
I thought this was Demented Argo.
This is when I'm going to the bathroom.
My Love Forevermore. Jessica's saying it's so
it's
Quentin Tarantino.
The video you guys got to look at. Look
I've
it
never
up.
Seen Pulp Fiction.
Oh,
are you kidding me?
What?
We're watching this shit tonight.
How have you? Oh God damn it! I'm fucking everything up.
Oh well.
Just keep talking because I'm.
It's his first time, everybody.
Here he goes.
I think is it.
I can't believe this motherfucker. We have this all Pulp Fiction.
I know. Like I don't know. That's, so when we were talking about. We were talking about starting off a show that we did with Pulp Fiction, and he didn't even get the reference. He did not even get the reference.
I thought he did.
Here's Hillbilly Moon Explosion on Pogo City Radio.
I'd like to pack this in and take you to the stars. We'll eat in fancy restaurants and drive in fancy cars. We tried our luck, we made a buck, so lean back, have some fun.
Oh yes, my love. By first, just this last one.
We stood on the cliffs on a starless night. I held your hand in mine. So stand by.
Cut the ropes and let that poor fool go.
Though you go getting weak on me, not when I need you so.
We stood on the cliffs on a starless night. I held your hand in mine. So stand by me with all your heart. I need you by my side.
Trust me now, believe in me. Forevermore you love, you have pledged to me.
We stood on the cliffs on a starless night. I held your hand in mine. So stand by me with all your heart. I need you by my side. We'll stay at home. I call this day our own. Listen to a record and watch the candle burn. I'm feeling kind of drowsy, there's blood on the floor. And when I'm gone, you still will have my love forevermore. My love forevermore.
Hillbilly Moon Explosion featuring Sparky from Demented Argo. It even takes me so long to say.
Hey, fuck you guys. That song is awesome. It is.
It's okay. It's just so
okay.
Damn long.
Fuck you.
And boring. I'm sorry.
No, it's not. The video is awesome. You guys should definitely check that out.
All right, let's pick up the pace a little bit and do Total Chaos.
Oh, yeah.
Riot City.
That's better.
Right.
Total Chaos on Pogo City Radio. Earlier we were talking about the 40th anniversary of Stiff Little Fingers. Here they are with 78 revolutions per minute.
You say up by 79, it's gonna be mine. I said
Alright, let's rock right along to the X-ray specs.
Ta-da!
the X-Ray Specs on Pogo City Radio. We got just a couple minutes left. And in honor of... in honor of nothing, really, I completely lost my train of thought. We're going to play some fucking GG because I fucking feel like it. And we're going to play the whole long-ass intro because it's the last track of this show. So if you don't like it, fuck you. Oh, no. I love... See, I got to be honest real quick. In an album like this, my personal opinion. Now, this is coming off... what's the big one? Hated in the Nation. All right. Now, this album is a bunch of live tracks with good recordings, but most of the song interactions is taken from a show in Texas, and it's not actually the music you're hearing. They have since released the actual show in its entirety that the rhetoric is taken from, and I like, not all of it, but I like a lot of the rhetoric. I mean, that's where this comes from, you know, the intro to Drink, Fight, and Fuck. That's not what we're playing, but... God damn, I am rambling like a motherfucker.
Yes, you are.
Just play the song.
My
Jesus
point.
Jesus Christ.
Losing my point. But
I didn't get to talk enough.
Here's GG.
I want my money back.
Oh, I remember my point. I don't like
oh
the
my
fact
God. Talk
the
about
way
pie,
the way it should have been mixed.
Right here.
When he's going in to needle of my up my cock and he's talking about how we got BD and blah blah blah. That's at the beginning
that's
of that
song.
Track. That's at the beginning of that track. It should be the end of the track before it. So when I hit play, music comes. And then the rhetoric for the next song should be at the back end of the track. So if you listen to the album in its entirety, it's still in line. But if I just want to hear an individual track, I don't have to sit through a lot of chit-chat like I just did.
Fun fact, kids.
And now let's listen to more chit-chat because it's Gigi doing Sluts in the City.
How many people here are in high school? High school kids here? Are you in high school? Are you a teacher's pet? You sure? I was, man. I used to fuck my teacher every night. I lost my virginity with her, man. She was fucking nice. I thought all you Texas guys fuck your teachers. That's all I gotta say about it. We don't care. We don't give a fuck.
So we're gonna die young, 'cause we're tough and we don't ever need it. I think we're strong and we don't give a fuck about anyone.
Oh, sucks in the city!
Walk like me!
Oh, sucks in the city!
Walk like me!
We're the sucks in the city!
Joint or a bottle of wine.
Remember to go to feartheskull.com and check out all of Matt's work.
And Pogo City Radio, of course.
We'll catch you guys next week.
Pogo City Radio.